This is Matt Wells at UN News. All parties to the conflict in Yemen and the humanitarian catastrophe that it's created are responsible for terrible crimes which should be investigated by an international criminal probe. That's the message from rights investigator Melissa Park. She's part of a UN Human Rights Council panel which is calling for the Security Council to address what she calls a pandemic of impunity. Here she is talking to UN News' Daniel Johnson about the findings of the group of experts' latest report into the war-torn country.
Yemenis already have to cope with a war that's gone on for 6 years. The destruction of their country's infrastructure and economy. They're dealing with airstrikes and shelling and landmines. There's a climate of fear and repression that's been created by the parties to the conflict, who are arbitrarily detaining people and disappearing them. There are diseases like COVID, cholera, dengue. A whole generation of children that are deprived of education and with stunted growth from malnutrition as a direct result of the behaviour of parties to the conflict. And not a single individual in any of the parties to the conflict, to our knowledge, has been held to account for any of the things that have been occurring. Not only for the attacks, the strikes on civilians, but also for the man-made catastrophe that is the humanitarian crisis, which has killed many hundreds of thousands of people. So we called our third report a pandemic of impunity in a tortured land, because while COVID-19 is ravaging Yemen, there is an even bigger pandemic causing immense suffering to the people in Yemen, and that is impunity. Serious violations of human rights and humanitarian law that are continuing to be committed by all of the parties to the conflict without any repercussions for the perpetrators.
Who are those perpetrators then? We've got the government of Yemen, supported by an international coalition. The capital, Sana'a, is being controlled by mainly Houthi forces. So who are you naming in your report?
Well, we don't name individuals in our report. We have a separate list of alleged perpetrators of violations that we transmit to the High Commissioner for Human Rights every year. So we don't name the individuals because that's a confidential list. We, as the group of experts, are not an adjudicative body. We make findings based on a civil standard of proof, reasonable grounds to believe, and we make recommendations to the international community and to the parties to the conflict. And we hope that the international community will take account of our recommendations and establish mechanisms to ensure that perpetrators are held to account.
This is a call that you've made before?
No, we have not. This is the first time we've done that. It's the first time we've called upon the Security Council to refer the situation in Yemen to the International Criminal Court and to expand the individuals listed in its sanctions regime. And in addition, we've recommended that there be an international criminal investigative mechanism be established along the lines of the IIIM for Syria.
Would that sort of request for a criminal probe be made on the basis that you've received support from some sectors of the international community?
We're making this call because our group considers that calling upon the international community to take these measures sends a powerful message that no one is above the law and that the international community recognises the seriousness of the crimes that are being committed in Yemen. And we think there's enough evidence in the public domain now that no party or government, domestic or international, can say that they did not know what was happening in Yemen. Everybody knows now what is happening in Yemen. And it is incumbent on both the parties to the conflict and the international community to accept that collective responsibility and to act upon it.